Hello and welcome to this short reflection on something simple but vital when it comes to your brand, and that is the know, like, trust factor. You might have heard that phrase before. It's often used in branding circles, especially in the work of people like Donald Miller, who remind us that clarity and connection are at the heart of great storytelling and great marketing. But today I want to slow it down, to treat it less like a formula and more like a path to be followed, a way of thinking about and get curious about how we show up and how we invite others along with us. So take a moment and let's walk through it together. We'll begin with the know factor. What are you allowing people to know about you or your business or your creative practice? Is your content clear and true to you? Maybe there's something you've been assuming people understand, but it's not actually spelled out. Or maybe there's something you want people to know about you, but it's drifting just below the surface. This could be as simple as updating your email campaigns or website pages for clarity, or sharing an aspect of or a moment from your process. Letting people see what is happening within and around your brand, or even just sharing what lights you up, can have such a powerful impact. Now for the like factor. Let's soften this one a little, because it isn't about performance or popularity. This is about likability in the most human sense. Is there something in your content that makes you you? A certain warmth, a specific point of view, a story, a detail. Perhaps it's your own voice and your way of writing that feels familiar. People connect to character and to personality, so my encouragement is to let yourself be visible and think about how you might do this with integrity. And finally, we have the trust factor. Trust is perhaps the most sacred of the three. Are you showing up in a way that feels safe and warm for you and for others? Do you live up to your commitments and your promises? And are you honest about what's working and what's not? And by honest, I don't mean sharing the ins and outs of your business or your creative practice. I just mean about being honest with yourself, because I find that if we are writing and sharing from a place of understanding with ourselves and appreciation of ourselves too, that what we put out into the world can feel so much stronger. Branding and content can build trust in subtle ways, but I find that if a business shows up regularly and with clarity and with congruence, it builds the kind of rhythm people can rely on, a feeling they start to associate with you. So here's a small practice to take with you. I'd like you to choose one piece of content you've shared or that you plan to share. And I'd like you to ask yourself three questions. One, does this help someone know me better? Two, does it show something they might like or connect with? And three, does it build trust in how I work or what I care about? I believe that when all three are intertwined and it becomes a practice, that this is how we bring people on the path with us. If you'd like to explore these topics further, for strategic clarity, I'd recommend Donald Miller's Building a Story Brand. It's a classic and for good reason. And 2.0 was released in 2025, so you might like to get your hands on that version or even listen to the audiobook. There are PDF workbooks that are supplied with that. For emotional resonance in branding, Emily Hayward's Obsessed is a brilliant look at how modern brands build loyalty and love through story and substance. And for practical and creative guidance, Lisa Congdon offers thoughtful insights on how to stay true to your voice, especially as a solo brand. Her book, Find Your Artistic Voice, is an incredible read, and she has so many other supportive resources. I'll share all of these in the notes on the resources page, And I'd also just love to say thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed making your way through the Brand Seasons playdeck or playgroup.